1 Corinthians 5. It is universally reported that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not even among the nations, so that one should have his father's wife. And ye are puffed up, and ye have not rather mourned, in order that he that has done this deed might be taken away out of the midst of you. For I, as absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged as present to deliver in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, ye and my spirit being gathered together with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, him that has so wrought this, to deliver him, I say, being such, to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your boasting is not good. Do ye not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Purge out the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, according as ye are unleavened. For also our Passover, Christ, has been sacrificed. So that let us celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I have written to you in the epistle not to mix with fornicators, not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the avaricious and rapacious, or idolaters, since then ye should go out of the world. But now I have written to you, if any one called brother be fornicator, or avaricious, or idolater, or abusive, or a drunkard, or rapacious, not to mix with him, with such a one, not even to eat. For what have I to do with judging those outside also? Ye, do not ye judge them that are within? But those without, God judges. Remove the wicked person from amongst yourselves.